In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In what we hear from Paul this morning, he's dealing with a great problem for Christians. We are born into a world where death is present and sin and suffering, and we learn to live cautiously in fear of the things around us. We learn to build up ways of protecting ourselves out of fear of the kind of world that we live in. We learn to live a kind of slave mentality, experiencing our life as though we are bound and controlled by something or someone. And in fact, before the coming of Christ, we were so bound and so controlled. But the great news of the salvation that comes with Christ, the gospel that St. Paul is preaching, is that we need no longer live in that kind of slavery to fear, to our passions, bent over and doubled up by all of the things that incline us away from God. St. Paul is preaching to us and teaching us in this part of his letter this morning how to live free lives, how to live the life that Christ has given us. And this is something that we have to learn. It takes time to learn this new way of living in a kind of freedom that we have not known before. Our misunderstanding of freedom, because of the way that we had lived before, is that freedom is freedom from being forced. Freedom is freedom from law. Freedom is freedom from someone else controlling us. All of us who are fortunate enough to grow up in life with good parents, or parents who are at least trying to be parents, have experienced during the first portion of our life being under the authority of someone. And so we learn these lessons of living in the kind of world that we live in, but we don't understand the reason for the authority. We don't understand the reason for the rules. We don't understand the reason for the law. And so we rebel against authority. We rebel against the law. And once we are on our own, it takes us a long time to realize that we have to deal with the reality of things. That the reality of things is not simply that we are controlled and that we are hemmed in by rules and laws. There was a reason for that parental authority when we were children. There was a reason for that Old Testament law. There was a reason that God gave his law to the people of Israel. It wasn't to enslave them in the law. It was to protect them from something worse. With the coming of Christ, if we live our lives in the new way that he makes it possible for us to live, freedom is what we gain. To be a Christian and not to live in that freedom is a great tragedy, because God came into the world in order to make us free, to be able to live as the free human beings that he created in the beginning. And St. Paul is explaining that freedom to us. Once we were bound, and now we have this new freedom. But the difficulty is that we have learned to live as bound. We have learned to live as slaves. We are enslaved not by some objective condition of the world, because that's been changed by Christ. We're enslaved by not real chains of some authority that we can't deal with. We are enslaved by invisible chains within ourselves. We are enslaved by pride, and we are enslaved by fear, and we are enslaved by vanity, and we are enslaved by having learned to live in the world in an unfree kind of way. All of those things, pride, fear, vanity, they bend us away from God. They twist us and distort our lives. God came into the world in order to justify us. Now this word justify means one thing if we believe that the ultimate truth is law. St. Paul says, you are not justified under the law. But justified has a much broader meaning than it does simply in relationship to law and force and control. Are you just or unjust under the law? That's one narrow way of understanding it. In the Greek that St. Paul is using, the word for just is arti. The Greek word arti means straight, upright, not bent, as it ought to be. And so to make us just is to unbend us, to make us straight, upright, as we ought to be. God comes into the world, and Jesus Christ dies on the cross, destroys the power of death, arises from the dead, and sends the Holy Spirit so that we can live with God's justice, with His straightness, with His uprightness. This is how we are created to live, in the image and likeness of God. Not bent, not twisted, not inclining toward things of the world by our passions, as we are tempted to do. And so, the part that couldn't be done, changing the way things are in the world that makes us into bent human beings, that part Jesus Christ has taken care of. But it is for each of us to live out the salvation of our redemption. We have been redeemed. The price has been paid in order to change the way things are in the world. We could never have done that. God came and He changed the conditions. We are free from being dominated by fear of death. It takes courage to die to that fearful way of life and to unite ourselves to Christ. But once we do, we have a freedom that we could not have had before, because He's changed the conditions. And the conditions now are that we are justified in Christ. He has justified our humanity. He has made our humanity straight and upright. And now, what it means to be a human being, as to begin with, but restored, what it means to be a human being is to be upright, to be justified, to be straight. That's the only way that any of us can be the persons that we are. When we bend and incline in some direction that is not holy, that is not pure, then we are abandoning that. And we repent of it and we straighten ourselves up again. The law can't straighten us out. It can force us to behave as though we were straightened out, but it can't change us. Only sharing the divine life of Christ God Himself, the one who is fully God and fully man, and in whom our humanity is justified and made straight, that can straighten us out. Because through Him, we can live as we were created to live from the beginning, in the image and likeness of God. But this isn't something that we do all alone. It's never something that we do by ourselves, even the effort to try to live this life on our own, independently, is bent. Bent away from the justified and straight up way that we are created to live. We are created to live as members of one another. And when we are tempted, we should call out to those who are living our salvation in Christ. Our salvation isn't just our salvation. We are saved along with others. We are reunited with God, and we are reunited with others. And when we are tempted, it is for us to call out to them. There is strength in the oneness of the uprightness and righteousness of our humanity
as God has recreated it for us through Christ. And so we might call out, if we are distant from our most beloved, we might call out to our husband, to our wife, to our close friends in the faith. We might call out to St. Timothy, or one of the saints. We might call out to the Theotokos. How different this is from that other way of understanding. We are saved together. One Christian is no Christian, Tertullian said, and he was right. And this is how we can live in the freedom of our own lives, with the strength of justification in Christ, justified by that life in Christ that is our salvation, and all of us are living as our salvation. That's the only way it can be. And whenever we incline away from others, being tempted to isolate ourselves and let our passions drag us away into that dark place of isolation from others and from God, we need to call out to those others. Call out to the Theotokos. Call out to St. Timothy. Call out to the other members of our oneness in salvation, our communion, and realize that what we are being tempted to do is to abandon those brethren, those brothers and sisters, those spiritual fathers and mothers in the faith. And the strength of that new life can bring us back and straighten us out in a way that our efforts to impose the law on ourselves cannot. Let us live the life that God has given us, to live in freedom in this world. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.